to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past on the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and the always hairy Chewbacca. In the other room, some guy who likes to turn knobs, Uncle Ricky.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
It's monstrous.
Yeah.
Not the tightest thing. Hey,
knob,
oh, wow.
Turning motherfucker.
Great timing.
Instant guests.
Yeah, we have instant right guests open. Right as we start the show.
Awesome. Say the
guests
word.
Walk into the studio. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
It's welcome. Jessica and Felix once
Which
again.
I've seen in the love chair over there.
It's the love seat for where they love. Right. There's still so much love.
Felix is moving into guest two.
No, one for you to knock over and one for you to use.
Yeah, one's a backup and... Actually,
there's actually other people showing up.
I just have that much more vocal power right now.
Other person showing up.
Would that put him in quadraphonics if he used two microphones like that?
No,
like,
it may create
audio overkill.
It may create phase issues.
Audio overkill.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad you could join us this week.
I got a PBR.
It's good to be here.
It is good to be here.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here every week.
I'm glad to be back this week.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Chewie.
Yeah, Chewie's back in town.
How are the bricks?
Oh, they were lovely.
How's
you shouldn't
rural
talk
Nevada?
About his kids that way.
Rural Nevada is gorgeous.
Yeah,
Winnemucca in particular it's a real special place.
Winnemucci?
Yes, indeed.
You know, doesn't that kind of sound like Wookiee?
Winnemucci?
Well, Evan pointed that out in the
song.
Podcast song.
Yeah. Evan wrote a song.
It's his favorite Wookiee laying brick in Winnemucci.
Yeah.
I do listen.
Just a moment ago, but you
I'm not married to you. I listen.
Hey, now. You already get a ding. That's your last. Yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said I would never do it again, but here he is once again. Felix Plansky, I have no choice but to put up with
Woo-hoo!
You for the next
we got the phone
hour or so.
Are you banned? He said, no.
You like him. He's so square. Yeah.
Rory doesn't know.
People seem to like you.
Yeah,
I say seem to like you because I think it's a sham and they're all just waiting for their moment to stab you.
We
in
do
the
get
back.
A rating spike.
No. I think it has more to do with the fact that like trying to talk to me when I'm like that, even if like you don't like me,
makes
it's not going to
feel better about themselves.
I have tape of that. Yeah. Speaking of which, you know, folks, we've mentioned that we've teased this out once or twice before. Yeah. But a few months back, we did the Great Undiscovered Dogwater Backyard Barbecue Show. That was fantastic. And I had tape from that show, and I finally brought it in.
Firebombing!
Yes.
Yeah, actually, they're not a part of what I have.
No.
They were very fucking
they were
awesome. Set.
They were awesome. Yes. Yeah. No, what I have here is the clips taught me interviewing Los Pistoleros in the garage.
Another great band.
And then some moments talking to you. It segues into itself quite well. And we've got some, I think, yes, we have Los Pistoleros music to play. Am I right, Rick?
Oh, yeah. We have tons of it.
And theoretically,
that just sounded
at
like
least
Rick's voice
one
came
band,
out of this microphone.
Band member. That would be the headphones.
Put on
next
some
to
headphones.
There were
jackass.
Cans right next to me.
Yeah. So are we theoretically going to have a pistolero
may
pistolero.
Stop by.
El pistolero.
One of the
un pistolero.
Un pistolero.
Yes. I heard that Chris had been
summarily executed.
Detained.
For crimes against humanity?
No, just...
I don't know. Are we supposed to talk about that?
Well,
probably
I
not.
Didn't say
yeah.
Felix,
yeah.
I don't even know. I think you should probably pipe that.
Do you guys know what Los Pistoleros means in Spanish?
Yes.
It means the pistoleros.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've decided
weeks of Spanish, 7th grade.
We're getting ready to put out their record, right? We've been talking about it. They've been in the studio. Hi, I'm Jazz Cherry Bear. And I told them that the place that they should take their picture is the wall outside of Lincoln Lounge.
It's a big pistol.
Yeah, that's a good wall.
It's all pistols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
it's a nice wall.
Them.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I have a feeling like if they
hey,
can't get
this
the
Uncomfortable
photography
Bros
done.
Brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
This slight uncomfortable.
Check the Pinky Lane.
They get all the good shit.
Don't I get the ding for that? Usually you ding that.
Fine.
There you Thank go. You.
All right. So show's over.
Great show this week. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for being here. It was a good time.
So shall we talk about our week and then get into Los Pistoleros?
Yeah, well, I got something from last week that I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, let's start with
nerd.
That.
All right, I'm a nerd, so really I know. Should probably Duh. I'll just queue up.
Pretty sure just about everybody in this room.
There's this show called Eureka that was on the Sci-Fi Channel. Oh, is God. On the Sci-Fi Channel. One week on a Monday, they announced that they renewed everybody's contract for a new sixth season, and they were filming the fifth currently. So everything's great. The fans are happy.
Hey! What's up, Andy?
When the show happens as show. We're doing the
right.
show.
Right. It's magic. It's like when you're waiting for a cab and you light a cigarette. That's when the cab or bus shows up.
You need a phone call.
We needed to just start the podcast, and everybody filtered into the room.
Right. Yeah.
I was sitting next to two headphones and had no idea.
Every microphone has
so,
headphones.
So later on in the week, the show that I'm really into, after they just announced the sixth season, it gets leaked in a tweet that they're actually canceling the show and there will be no sixth season. And that's how the cast finds out. And rabble. I mean, totally
The cast
shitty.
Found out through a tweet on the internet?
From the wind
yes.
Are and we talking about Firefly?
No. We were talking about Eureka on the Sci-Fi Channel.
You ever see that British show, The
Prisoner? We're talking about
me, but
this is the big lead-in to how I am involved with this.
By the way,
Did
You're Fired
the
is less
like
than 140 characters.
Times
yes,
one
You're
podcast.
Fired is far less than 140. I'm sure, but no, it got leaked by somebody, and so the company was kind of caught blindsided. But at any rate, a bunch of us were mad. I tweeted about it, like,
That's
should have
exactly
written down,
what you should do when you're
I
really
shook
angry
my
about
fist
something.
Over the internet.
Yes. Snap online.
Essentially, yeah. I hopped on Twitter and shook my fist at the internet.
One of the most impotent things you can possibly do to a giant corporation.
However,
shows.
About 3 hours later, I get retweeted, hey, check out this article. And so from somebody I don't know, and I look at it because it's about the Eureka, and it's about
it
fans.
It was a picture of dick girls.
Fans and a furor on the interwebs. And my tweet was quoted in an online article.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, so
you're published finally.
I am someone of unnote. But I did make it past the discussion board and into the actual article. So fuck all you trolls.
Good job.
And that's what I have to say about that.
Right. One final note on that. When you say fuck all you trolls, you're actually making them happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, because the other reason I'm mad about
that's
this
their intent.
Is because the Sci-Fi Channel changed their name from Skiffy's, S-C-I-F-I, to S-Y-F-Y.
Well, so you know why that happened, right?
So they could have more wrestling.
No, the reason they did that is because you cannot copyright the word sci-fi.
Yeah. Somebody, whoever did copyright it.
Well,
it's a genre. Yeah.
But they also said, I read something that, so they could incorporate a larger view of what the Fantastical incorporated.
I just out-nerded
you. They probably said that afterwards.
And then 2 weeks later, WWE was on the channel.
Wow.
So, I mean,
with lasers?
Yeah. Yes, with lasers. They've had lasers
sort of
at WWF related. For years.
Yeah,
ones that, for sure.
Just not ones that kill.
With the missing link.
Yes, no.
Kamala, the Uganda giant. Those guys were kind of sci-fi.
Dude, junkie. Mm-hmm. Wait. Roddy Piper is
okay,
sci-fi.
But
because
the one movie with the aliens.
They live.
Right, they live. Yes. No, Roddy Piper is a tie-in to one of the greatest sci-fi movies ever.
Absolutely.
Of all time.
And one of the longest fight scenes ever.
Oh, so fantastic.
Is it the longest? Still,
well, that I had to be 20 so. Minutes, right? I mean, that was a long.
I feel like
the one in
the only thing that
we came here to kick
innovation.
Ass and chew bubble gum,
and
I'm all out of bubble gum.
You know, I feel like at this point, who's that dude, Uwe Boll or whatever?
Yeah,
I feel like he probably saw that somewhere on the internet and said, "Oh, I'm going to make a fight scene longer."
I don't.
He's the type of guy that would
that
see
guy.
That and be like, "Yeah, I'm going to make Batman."
You ever
16.
Seen In the Name of the King with Ray Liotta
dude, I saw a movie about Thor,
Burt Reynolds.
You know, like one of those like Netflix
oh, the
movies,
the Almighty Thor.
Yeah, one of those Netflix movies that they put out a week after the regular movie comes out.
Those are some fantastic films.
Transmorphers.
That's where we do get such movies as Sharktopus and Mansquito.
Battle for the Human Centipede.
Which one do you prefer, Sharktopus?
Sharktopus.
Yeah, Sharktopus was pretty good.
I have not seen Human Centipede.
I felt like after I'd seen it.
Are you a changed man?
Well, I immediately thought to myself, I am really glad I am not a human centipede. but I also thought I would also be that much more happy had I had those 2 hours back of my life. Because I really didn't need the whole 2 hours to be thankful that I wasn't doing.
We're sitting around at the Christmas tree this year handing out gifts at my in-law's house, and my sister-in-law gave my brother-in-law that for Christmas. He had to explain to us, yeah.
That is a great woman.
And, yeah. Well, I don't know.
A fine.
From what he told me about the movie, it didn't sound all that good.
Yeah.
Nor festive.
It's got that German actor that does like, Evesing Braun! You know, from the old
Do you guys
U.S.
hear
Navy?
Actual crickets?
Schwarzenegger?
That's a real Sparks crickets.
What do you want to real good fucking
F you, crickets. We're doing a show here.
You know, I bet people aren't going to be able to hear him.
Turn the crickets up, Rory.
Yeah, probably not.
But we'll find out.
I can turn my head.
Everybody can aim their microphones toward the window for a second.
I bet it's Josh's. He's the closest to the window.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I brought crickets in my
pocket. I think
they
heard me.
So that was your week, Sci-Fi Channel, and...
Well, no, that wasn't my whole week, but...
What a nerd.
I was going to kind of give it up to the floor. All right. I also went and saw Very Pretty Pigeon and Memory Motel on top of the Nevada Museum of Art.
Now, I had wanted to go to that, but I absolutely just crashed out.
Cheyenne and I felt, like, very awkward. We were, like, okay, there were parents, and then a sea of, man, none of them could have drank in a bar. None of them could drink in a bar. And it was cool. It was a really cool show.
You guys were the buffer. You were the missing
link.
We were
very, it was kind of awkward.
And it was a good spot for a show.
But it was good. Riku had a great time, sat right down front with her earplugs in and watched the drummer and just like zoned in on the drummer during the whole show.
That's cool.
That's rad.
And she did want to leave like halfway through it because she said her tummy hurt. And I think it's because, well, she was like 3 feet from the PAs.
I'm bored of this.
Totally. Yes, she did say that repeatedly.
It was a good show then.
We didn't actually get to stick around and see Very Pretty Pigeon, but Memory Motel effing killed it.
They did really great at that Reno's
Block Party.
Yeah.
No, dude, those kids are great.
They were fantastic.
They're really, really good.
Some at Jub Jub's a couple weeks ago. Yeah. They're great.
They've only got one or two more shows up. They're taking off a little hiatus to record a record. So I don't know.
How many guitars do they have left?
Like five.
Because did they do what they did at Block
no,
Party?
No, they did not smash a guitar. That was one of the highlights of the Block Party.
Well, and you know, it wasn't like...
Who
it wasn't
does
like
that?
A planned out kind of... It literally looked just like pure guitar rage.
He just
rage.
Felt like doing it. And really, who does that at shows anymore? You always see a video of it.
No, nobody can afford it.
If it's planned out. If it's planned out or
right,
it's
they just
clearly
a
like
one.
A really cheap guitar.
Like a $99 guitar.
Yeah.
But you got it at Sabre.
No,
for
but that was like, that looked
guitar
like
rage.
His guitar kind of thing.
Yeah, it was guitar
yeah,
rage.
Yeah, it was awesome. They did bust out the little tiny piano that they play. And a little ukulele, and that was fun
cool.
And awesome.
Did you do any megaphone action?
Though he did the thing with the wire, and he, not the theremin,
we talked about that.
Mellotron. Yeah. Megatron.
Oh, ecstasy, what?
Megavolt?
Starscream?
Megatron.
Automatopoeia.
Anyway.
So it sounded like a handsaw with a bow drawn
across. Yeah, it kind of sounded handsaw-y.
Handsaw-y?
Handsaw-ish.
Gretel-y?
And how was Very Pretty Pigeon?
We didn't get to go because Riku wanted to leave and get dinner and stuff.
But we saw that's those guys at Jub Jub, and they
I've seen
ass.
Them a bunch. They're so good. Again.
That was a fantastic show.
I saw two.
I am actually talking to them about getting them on the show this fall. So
that was the
stay
last
tuned,
band
kids,
I remember.
For very pretty
I saw two
worst little podcast later this fall.
Two rather ugly pigeons on the roof of Fantasy Girls today, and they were having sex with each other.
It was what? I'm sorry.
So, I mean, did you say actually that? See? Say that again.
I saw two very ugly pigeons on the roof of Fantasy Girls this afternoon.
Oh,
when
right.
I pulled over on 4th Street to make a phone call, and they were having sex with each other.
Oh, it is.
Now, when you say pigeons, is that like air quotes for
they were crackheads,
strippers?
Yes. They were on the roof.
A couple of chippies.
Thought that was related.
That's gonna make it on the roof of the bar.
Wow.
Right on. Yeah, that's a pinky lyric.
So, I'm all for it.
And then just to round out. Oh, wait, what?
Did you see actual pigeon genitals or were they just in the position?
Yeah. I didn't see penetration, though. Yeah, no, like I was in my truck.
Have you ever seen that pigeon was hung like an eagle?
Seriously,
man.
Have you ever seen ducks do it? And then when they walk away, there's like dangling for a minute.
I actually saw four ducks rape another duck in the river at Idlewild Park one time.
Ducks are fond of rape.
I may or may not have been on acid.
Sexually.
It was disturbing.
I'll say that again. Ducks are fond of rape.
I've never seen
the only way they do it.
I'm just horribly, horribly traumatized by ducks and duck ponds from now until eternity.
Ew.
Disgusting animal, a duck.
Yeah, no, they are really creepy, creepy.
Never checked out their balls before.
No, me neither, though.
Do ducks have balls?
Foul balls.
Inside.
I shall always remember Dick.
And then just to round out my weekend, and then on Saturday we took Riku to her very first drumming lesson.
Ooh. Cool.
At Maytan with Lee Jordan, a really nice guy. He was very patient with her short attention span. But she did stick it out for the full half hour, and I think we'll be going back this week again on Saturday.
Excellent.
Cool.
She was really kind of all over the place and just like
music store.
Banging on drums and just bang, 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 bang.
Was the teacher patient with her, though?
Yeah. But he was trying to get her to like, okay, do a one count on this hand and a four count over here. And I, you know, obviously can't do it.
Well, I heard that lesson, she actually tried to exercise rhythm.
When we went home, and then the next day, she totally was with the program and did all the stuff she asked. So when we go back next week, lesson down, next lesson.
Good job, Rika.
Yeah. So
okay.
It's pretty cool. Like, I didn't get to learn an instrument as a kid. And
hey, that's way more than can be said for some people who are taking musical lessons in this
room.
Oh,
dear.
Yeah, really.
Some people get musical homework for Mr. Stangland and don't accomplish it in a week at all.
This is totally directed at me.
Are you talking about yourself? Or somebody in the room.
Yeah,
somebody
it's me. It's me. I am trying to like learn enough to be like just a basic rhythm.
Hey Riku, what's wrong with Uncle Felix?
Felix likes to drink.
Oh my god.
My name is Riku. He's a little bit high.
The most famous member of the podcast.
Yeah. And probably the most talented.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
And a sponsor.
All right, let's get to the pistolero, el pistolero.
Un pistolero.
It's los pistoleros.
Well, you
like,
just
we played a cushion, and like on the flyer, it was like the pistoleros.
Oh.
Or the other day, we got an invite for the Hot Rodders Union August 9th.
Well,
introduce
yourself first.
My name's Andy, and I slap bass and pistoleros.
Hell yeah. Ooh,
nice. And I play guitar and Riptide Bandits, too.
Excellent. Nice. Another good band.
Another Reno whore. Welcome to the room.
Thank you.
So, where else? What else were you saying? Somebody else screwed up the promo.
Oh no! It was just like, oh, the pistoleros. It looked cool because it was like big over everyone else's name. So I was like, hell yeah,
you know. But it was wrong.
But it was like the pistoleros.
They tried to anglicize it.
Rule number one: promoters and band managers out there, get the name right.
Seriously,
dude. Yeah. All you cub journalists out there, get the name right.
They could have gotten it totally wrong, and it could have said the Los Pistoleros.
No, that did happen though, because it was
things in it.
Yeah, I got a text for this Hot Rodders Union thing. August 9th at the alley, and it's all, yeah, we would love to have the Los Pistoleros. I was all, the Los Pistoleros can make it for sure.
But isn't that kind of like saying the El Dorado?
Yes.
And we do that all the time.
El Dorado is not like. I try to mention that place as little as possible.
What is Dorado?
Dorado means like golden gold. Crisp, like gold.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, well, it means gold literally. But if you're talking about like, oh, how do you like your chips or you know your tostada? Like
crispy golden. Yeah. Okay.
But it also does mean gold though.
you know.
But I get it. Yeah,
in your
yeah.
guys' set for The Undiscovered, I've been listening to it, and it sounds awesome. But I will say, in the opening 5 seconds, he does introduce you as, we're the Los Pistoleros.
Oh, he does it?
You're your man?
Is oh, Chris did that? He's white, man. What can I say?
Cut the güero some slack.
No, his ass is against the wall right now. He's doing some time right now.
That's, see, yeah. I had said that generically. I didn't specifically.
We didn't let Felix tell anyone.
Well, what happened? He's in the clink.
Oh, yeah, no. He's had some warrants out for a while. And the whole time we recorded.
Dumb warrants or like parking ticket warrants?
Yeah. Okay. He's only 18. He's,
oh, okay.
He hasn't done anything serious yet.
He also
he's not old enough to have really done
he's all,
stupid
he's going
to
come out with all his prison tattoos. He's going to come out like a fucking Nazi.
Just kick everyone's ass.
I told him, I was like, stick to your race, man. When you're in there, stick to your race.
Keep your head down, but if you
can't. I know you're cool out here.
Keep to your race. And there, it's a whole other world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Park Boulevard's hardcore, man.
Oh, yeah.
When you're 18 and 119 pounds soaking wet, it probably is.
I don't know.
He needs to double up on the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
He does.
Kid needs two
give me that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Give me a second one.
Now warm it
toast
up,
it.
Put them together, and hold them between your thighs.
Now I'm going to feed you like a baby bird.
It was funny because like a few days before he got busted, like we were all watching American Me, so that probably didn't help his image going in there.
Oh my God.
Wow, so you totally freaked him out
before he went in. Yeah, but I didn't know he was going to go in, and they just came and busted him, you know, but.
Hey,
like,
lesson learned. Yeah.
Damn. So he.
But
so
sometimes
isn't that always how it happens?
I mean, it's not prison time, but jail time's good for everyone. You know, I know jail time like sets me straight every
most,
time.
Most of the time, people come out better off than they were. When they were in,
especially if you can befriend small birds and keep them in your jacket.
Yeah, and
Birdman horrible.
Send messages. He's like somehow still dealing drugs in there. Little pigeons,
tying little bags to their legs,
trying to get a cell phone.
Certainly no shortage of pigeons in that neighborhood.
You yeah, mean to tell me to that a fully from. Laden swallow?
Right, yeah. Really? You're gonna go Monty Python?
Yeah, I was gonna go there,
but I failed.
Additional awkward silence.
Now that one's brought to you all by the Reverend Rory Dowd in the Church of Radcliffe. Yeah,
new sponsor.
So to redirect, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Your weekend. Your week. What's happening to you? Did you grow a third arm?
Let me see.
Discover a lost cousin?
What's the best
apparently
thing to talk
not.
About on my list here?
Dog bite.
Since we got
a
really full show tonight.
Yeah, because I do want to get to these tapes. These tapes here.
I will say one thing we
like
got to say.
Like they're reel-to-reel or something.
Exactly. We're having a blast. I don't want to bring the room down, but we were going to have Big Room loading today.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
So
we love you, Eric.
Totally. We love you, Eric, and we're thinking about you. And, yeah. We're
the entire Foreman family has our thoughts.
Yeah. The Foreman family and the Dixons.
Foreman family has our love.
And the Browns.
Yeah. Eric Foreman's mom passed, so Big Remote wasn't able to make it into the show. They're kind of dealing with the transition, and the family is very happy and healthy, and they appreciate all the love and concern that you can send their way.
These things
speaking of
time.
Fucked up shit, did you guys hear about that girl Jenny Bang?
No.
I guess she like hit some cow out here in Sparks and something, or somewhere here in Reno, Nevada, and like she hit this cow, got out to see if the cow was all right, and then she got hit by a drunk driver and got dragged underneath the van, van for like 2 miles. And she's in ICU right now. She's like, she's so fucked up. She has to have all this bone reconstruction
because she cared to see if the cow was okay.
Yeah,
and that is one lesson. Yeah.
Lesson learned. Keep on trucking.
You have best learned this lesson fast in Reno, okay? Because this is a drinkingest town I know.
Oh yeah,
but stay out of your goddamn car when you're trashed.
Yeah,
right. Definitely. You get into throwing some girl for 2 miles.
And if you're a fucking farmer.
And I got to say, Felix, you are one who does practice what he preaches on that.
Oh,
note.
Yeah, because I get absolutely shithoused. But, and you know what? In all honesty, I got a DUI last year. But I learned my lesson. Thankfully, I didn't kill anybody or hurt anybody. But now I will get absolutely shithoused and walk. Stagger or crawl.
You do every you do every single time, and props to you on that. Because you do get shithoused.
Hey, I'm just glad I didn't hurt anybody.
I was going to walk to the old house once. Like, I was surprised you made it to the new house.
Right, right.
I think I have thought about that on occasion.
Yeah, from Shays. Like,
which house I'm
going to. Got to make sure I'm going the right way. So,
long story short on that, like, everybody, give your moms a call, give your pops a call, say hi, I love you. You know,
yeah, love your parents, love your family. You never know.
You never know. And be safe out on the road. And definitely. You know, cars are coming when you get out to help cows, dude.
Jesus.
Keep your fucking cow in the yard.
So... And then Friday, I played a great show with Present and Gunner's Daughter and The Walk of Shame.
It was a good show.
Hey,
it was a
good
show. Good. It was hard. We had to do our own sound because Mike's in the desert.
Oh, right.
Oh, he's out at the playa.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah,
it still sounded great.
For
so
those
maybe
of you who are still in town and not yet at Burning Man, later in the show, we'll let you know what's happening this week.
And for those of you that still need tickets to Burning Man, I hear that 7-Elevens actually are selling those right now.
Yeah, so ask. Just ask, because I have it on the menu.
What, like $1,200 for one?
No. I think they're like discounted
now. Normal price.
And if you are headed out to the playa, make sure you find McDonald's.
Buy a Slurpee, and it's half
McDonald's
price
the two
on the
for
Burning
one
Man
with
thing.
An Egg McMuffin.
I tried to buy a Burning Man ticket.
I'm never up to date on the
promos. Get your burn on
McMuffin. Well, I got like 10 in my...
I tried to buy one at 7-Eleven, and they said, well, if you buy two, you get one for half off.
And
did you tell them that?
And they come with pool passes.
Yep. Did you tell them that Dr. Kumkoff sent you?
Indeed, I did.
Yeah, Dr. Kumkoff.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, jeez.
Jagoff's more like it. Anyway, I'm hooked on orange pop. I love orange soda.
Oh, I thought you said orange pot.
Pop.
I was like, hook me up, dude.
Pop. Not that kind of shit.
No, orange pop's pretty good, like with vanilla ice cream. You get like orange cream. Yeah. Or what do you call that? Orange
creamsicle.
Orange vanilla.
Yeah, totally.
Orange Julius.
It's a float.
It's a float.
You know, I tried making beer floats. There's like...
Guinness and French vanilla taste really good together.
And so I tried like, you know, PBR and vanilla, Milwaukee's Best and
I
vanilla.
I can't imagine domestics really go well.
No.
Not that bad.
It did not go as well
as the North
as
Valley's
I
Pipe
thought.
Bomb, which if you ask for it by me.
Actually, you know what it might go? A coffee-flavored ice cream might take.
Baileys is good if you put Baileys on it. Or
if you put,
Kahlua.
If you take half,
Baileys and beer.
Yeah.
And orange.
Half of a pint of
Baileys
PBR.
Oh, no, Baileys on vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
a shot
okay.
of milk.
Right.
Or like Kahlua.
I kind of want to try a Baileys Jameson. And beer now. Dude, I know that would look so absolutely right. disgusting.
Guinness?
It would look like semen swimming in piss.
What happens?
You can have it. It's called a car bomb. You do it real fast.
Those are my favorites.
The North Valley's Pipe Bomb. North Valley's Pipe Bomb, which we came up with at the Zephyr several years ago, is a half a pint of Guinness. And then instead of Baileys, use milk. And then you do a shot of Old Crow or whatever.
Just cheap ass
whatever
whiskey.
The well whiskey, yeah, basically. Yeah. And it actually tastes pretty good.
Damn, that's like a Lafleur.
Especially after three.
I've done car bombs with like, you know, microbrew oatmeal stout, some off-brand cream, not even alcohol, but just like, you know, half and half.
What would that be? Like a
like
vegan car bomb or something?
Seven.
It has milk in it. No.
Yeah, milk is
okay. So
milk is from cows.
Well, if you drink Carolans or Baileys, it's got milk in it.
Eco terrorist. That's what that should be.
Oh,
is an eco terrorist.
Have you done the one with Guinness, Jaeger, and Ipecac?
No, I don't even know what Ipecac is. What the hell are you talking about? Right?
Try it at home, kids.
I really
take
don't
Ipecac
mix
to
my booze
yak.
That much anymore.
Guinness, Jaeger, and Ipecac.
Probably
ask her by name.
Yeah, you think Four Loko's crazy?
Do you ever
weren't
see those videos
one of those
on how
in
to
there
make those?
Back?
Did I explain
we'll
this before? Have I ever
up.
Explained this before? There's videos on how to make Four Loko at your house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's right, because they're taking it out of the stores, and so.
Oh, that's gone. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so you need to know how to make that.
People
stuff.
Love Four Loko.
Can't you just buy a Rockstar and do a shot of vodka?
It involves soaking Jolly Ranchers in Rockstar.
Yeah.
And then combining it after like 4 or 5 days with malt liquor. Like OE, and then straining that in some process, and then
because
adding
a
more
star
energy
isn't
drink
what
to
is there
it.
To strain?
Oh shit, Rockstar is sweet.
Little dead now and later corpses.
Yeah,
you don't dissolve entirely after 4 days.
I don't know. I think
don't
there's probably
remember
some
the whole
gelatin
process.
In that, isn't
the guy,
there?
The guy in the video,
he's probably like a film.
The guy
something.
On the video was into it like pot farmers in the '70s.
You
know, like he was.
I've been putting this formula together for about. Yeah. 13 months now.
Do you drink the
I saw the signs.
You do this because
no, he
you're
says
crazy.
It tastes awful until it's finished.
Really?
So.
I bet.
And then it's Four Loko, and then it tastes awfuler.
yeah.
So do we want to get to these tapes? Do we want to talk to Josh?
Music, yeah. Man.
Yeah, let's hit a song.
Well, I didn't really do much. I've been sleeping all week after I got back from my work in Winnemucca. So I haven't
Sleeping bear.
I did go to the show on Saturday night, or Friday night, the Gunner's daughter present. It was awesome. And then that's about all I've done. I've been eating a lot of food and sleep until 5 p.m. every day, just about.
Are you getting ready for hibernation?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm stocking up on carbs. Much.
Fall is around the corner, right? Build up on those carbs.
I'm doing it.
Right on.
All
right.
I also saw Ditch Pilot on Saturday.
Oh,
and I went. I volunteered at Gay Day all day.
Oh, and dude. Morgan says hi, Rick.
Man, hey, speaking of Morgan. Ditch the Pilot, they've got a show on September 1st, which is a week from Thursday, and they're going to have records that day.
That'll be covered on a future podcast.
Okay, I'm just
It's saying. Covered on this one just now.
No, yeah. No,
if you want a copy of the record, you should get it from them then.
Snap. Hella. Do it.
Hella.
Ditch Pilot is a friend of the show.
We love them.
We do.
All right, but now let's get to another friend of the show.
Los Pistoleros.
Los Pistoleros.
Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, I'm a firecracker.
Yeah, hit some cracker, of that music, all right.
Oh, yeah, so what do you think you want to hear? Huh?
Ginger Snap.
Soup Bombs Away.
Ooh, I do like that one.
Fucking sweet.
Looking forward to this album coming out like tomorrow, but it's not, but it should be, and it will be coming out very soon.
Soon.
Andy?
Before Halloween. My birthday is October 13th.
Set a date in stone.
Yeah, no, I'm secretly hoping that like it somehow delays itself, so it'll be up on my birthday. Yeah. So somehow it'll be close enough, like 2-3 weeks. You're like, dude, just do it on my birthday.
When's your birthday?
October 13th.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah. Good day.
It's on a Thursday this year, but we could do Friday, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How long do you think Chris is going to be detained?
Well, he said like 4 days, but I don't know. Like,
oh, just 4 days?
Well, that's what I don't get to, because he did some other shit and he pissed us off. He's kind of on the rocks with us right now.
But, oh, no shit.
Did you guys have a show over the weekend at Cuma Cushion?
Yeah, we were supposed to play there. That didn't work out.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Because he just, that's the day he went to jail. They came and busted his ass.
But you guys should be open tomorrow night.
Riptide Bandits.
Riptide.
He's playing tomorrow. Yeah, it's called like, what do they call it? I almost want to say Fugazi, but it's not. It's like Kaiju. That's what they're called. But they're like an Alabama band, and they dress up like Chinese death warriors, ancient death warriors.
Oh, cool.
And they play like dark ass surf. They're pretty fucking good.
Sounds
but
good.
I guess they're on tour right now. But yeah, we're playing with them, the Mighty Surflords. And
was that big Surf Fest thing? Or did
Oh, no, that the Surf Fest you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened like two weeks
ago.
Oh,
that already happened. Okay.
But
this just
yeah,
happens to be all surf bands.
Yeah, it was like five surf bands. But yeah, it was like this band from Italy and this band from Germany. Which cool. Yeah, which was right cool because like...
Is there a lot of good surfing in Germany?
Those guys are pretty good.
There's a lot of good surf music from Germany. I've actually... I don't... Yeah.
I don't know about surfing.
They got banging waves over there?
Yeah, well, they touch some of the seven seas, right? Like
what?
Baltic or the.
I think they really
I'm not really sure.
Go surfing.
And so I'm just going to change the subject before I accidentally stumble into Goodwin's Law. So, all
right.
Well, you know what the subject should be now?
The other show that's going on tonight?
These interview tapes.
Hold on. Fucking Riptide Bandits tomorrow at Studio on 4th with that touring band.
Go support your local nightclubs and local bands.
Hell yeah.
And then, touring bands.
Yeah, and then we're playing, Pistoletos is playing Saturday at the Q and Cushion with Mary Jane Rocket and a few other bands.
Oh, that's a good show.
At the Roadhouse. Did I just say Roadhouse?
No, say Q and Cushion.
So when this comes out, that'll be
Roadhouse.
Today.
At the Roadhouse.
Right? This is going up tomorrow? You guys aren't going to slack off again?
Where's the Roadhouse
Tuesday,
at?
Wednesday.
Well,
it's
like
tomorrow night.
Prater?
Like midnight kind of thing.
Where that park is in front of Cragen?
Which is really confusing if you're listening.
Yeah, it's like before that.
Right,
like
because that'll mean you will either have been at this show or you will be hearing about it now and going, fuck!
Yep,
right.
Totally. Okay. That is the beauty.
So then I'm going to go ahead and throw in my totally useless promo since it'll be up after the show as well. And I'm going to say U.S. Bombs are playing tomorrow, which will be tonight, which will be about 2 hours ago. If you actually catch this when it gets loaded.
So we hope you went and saw that. And if you did, hey, send us a message.
Where's that show at? What's the address?
The Alley. Okay. Tomorrow.
All right.
It was
yesterday.
At the Alley. Tomorrow being
tonight at the Alley.
It was at the Alley.
Yeah. Oh, Pinky opened up at 8 o'clock, and it was fantastic.
Felix gave the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he actually set somebody on fire.
The whole night.
All right.
All right. So,
no, but I will need to stay
all right,
sober.
So we're
going to
rewind here a couple months back to May, the great
Undiscovered
show.
Let's take a little trip back
show.
In the time machine.
And this is the first time I met Andy.
Set up.
Oh, you're setting up.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's your band? Real quick.
Los Pistoleros.
And how long are you playing in town?
We live here. So
yeah, but how long you been around? Like,
it's such a douchebag.
Well, he joined in the band like 5 months ago. We've been a band like a year almost.
Yeah?
Yeah, just about a year.
Cool. What kind of music is it?
Psychobilly.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Okay. All right. I am just so jive.
You're playing
All right. Yeah.
You're playing a tape of you interviewing a guy that's in the room with us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for it.
We also just heard Chris, and I kind of got a little teary.
Yeah, this is a little bit of, I think a lot of it was
What was
Chris
that nickname
Andy.
You were calling him when we were recording?
All I said was that he was built like a twink.
So's Andy, though.
It really caught on.
Can you be a twink if you're a brown person?
Yes,
so is Andy.
He's a Latin twink.
Well, yes.
As compared to...
You are skinny and not like
huge. What the fuck is a twink?
A twink is a young, thin man, a young, thin man who has no body hair.
Who likes it when you use on his chest?
A lean life.
Well,
man.
A term Andy's
that is normally
a bit of a
reserved.
Beard going on here.
It's body hair, but dude, it is a term normally referred to in gay porn.
Okay,
He likes twinks, when you come on his chest.
So twinks after versus that, bears,
right?
Twink
or otters.
Bears are the opposite of a twink.
So what I love about the
otters,
show, you learn new things.
So after that, they could relentlessly call them a twink.
But I am a man, though, and I do have a hairy butt.
Yay. Congratulations.
Just to put it
that
out
makes
there.
You a cub.
But I do shave my penis just to make it look like I have extra inches.
It looks bigger, right?
Right.
So, it does. You know what I mean?
It totally makes it look
like,
bigger.
It's not the 70s anymore. No girl wants to get like...
Right.
Nobody likes to floss. I know you love, right?
I'm not into the jumping anything.
Nobody likes
like,
fucking
just
hairs in their eyes and their nostrils.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if you blow your nose after you just like suck someone off?
Hold on. I'm trying.
All other hairs in there.
I'm writing this down.
Well, we are all now imagining that.
Unimaginable.
But I don't know.
Well, you know, to bring that into a creative note, I did see that for $420, you can now buy a necklace which is silver and shaped like a cum shot on your neck.
Hey,
that's pretty cool.
For and all the instead aspiring of
a pearl, it's called a pearl necklace, but it's made out of silver. And
for all the aspiring.
Like
load. All
right. So for $420, you can try and explain to somebody the sort of the cool metaphor
for the stripper
that's being
waiting
made
to happen in your life.
Right.
I think that right. That price $420 is like relatable to how high you have to be to fucking money for something that's
ding.
Silly.
I would ding, but I'm plugged into this.
All right,
thing.
All right. So let's get back to this interview.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
Definitely. Like I used to have a giant Matador Records collection.
Oh yeah, let's talk about me during an interview.
But all right, so
it's all about
up.
You.
What's
and
new?
And I'll talk to you guys later. Maybe we'll book
out. Okay, that's the end of that.
All right.
This is
all right.
This one's longer. This is about 5 minutes. And this is actually kind of an interview with the band. Yeah. So
right. This is Rory in the Gay Rage here at the Dogwater Studios on Discover 2011. I'm standing around with everybody from Los Pistoles.
Pistoles.
Something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, we got to get this for record.
You're so professional.
If you're brown, you can say it with that accent. If you're white... And you try to do it, and you don't speak
the
Spanish.
Los Pistoleros.
That is the capital. Yeah. All right, who was that talking right there?
That was Chris.
That was Chris. Yeah. Okay.
Bang, bang. Bang. Pistol.
So anyway, so we're all right, this is the advice girls. Wintertime, fat girls, yeah, how you keep warm.
Yes.
You got to beat summertime, skinny girls. But the best thing about fat girls in the winter, there's fucking boobs all over the place.
Yeah!
That was you, right?
Yeah. You know, just sort of bringing back the love.
I think we have
fans.
A new viceroy
that's another
of first
man-to-man
impressions.
Advice.
That was an advice an old man gave to me that day, man.
See, you learn things at the backyard.
Yeah, educational.
Wherever you reach to, they're there. What's your name, Matt, for the record?
My name is Andy 86.
Andy 86.
Yeah.
I'm Chris.
Julio.
I'm Spencer.
And are you guys?
Kyle.
Brandon.
These are my...
Say louder. Say louder.
Oh. This is Brandon and Kyle. They're my family.
So are you guys having a good time here today?
Oh, yeah.
Great time.
So many bands.
How'd you like your set? Were you happy with what you did?
Yeah, we were pretty happy.
It was pretty good. Like, I think this is like the best like that we're talking like this is the best we can give it all right now, man.
Right.
Nice. We've been playing shows like every weekend and sometimes once a week too in between.
Yeah.
I think so this was like 2 minutes like, after your set was like, over.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
We're all like adrenaline high still.
Almost three weeks, just to be in the neutral.
All right.
Now Spencer's not a girl, right? No, he used to play in Hanson.
Before
ex-drummer from Hanson.
No, I don't.
He just doesn't want anybody to know because
he does have like exceptionally long hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's not me trying to dog him. There was confusion at one point about.
I had to cup him a few times just to make sure.
Okay,
you know,
that's good.
Better than asking him.
I didn't ask him. I just
dude. Next time I see him, he's going to be like, "You, Felix?
Yeah. You're a suspicious individual. I'm TSA. Get ready for it.
Gator.
All right.
Awesome.
I think this
Rick,
part's boring. I'm going to fast forward a little bit.
Let's get to the goal, man. Let's get to the good part.
The good part. It was actually like a very sad part.
Never really make jokes about it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jokes about it.
Here, that was actually all right.
Dr. Jack. Because the best thing about Kevorkian dying is that it's never too soon to make jokes about it.
Yeah.
Laughing at your own jokes.
Oh, you're setting up.
Kevorkian died?
All right.
Yeah, now I got to fast forward. So Kevorkian died, huh?
Yeah.
Kevorkian had just
and
died.
Macho and Man Randy Savage had just died. Oh, and yeah. We were just missing the world not ending.
That's why I said it out loud. That's why I said it.
Seems so long ago.
Oh, you're done.
All right.
Have you ever,
can I just ask, have you ever thought about like maybe figuring out the timestamps for the sections that you want?
Or writing them down in your little
unprofessional. Unprofessional.
It doesn't work like that. I have to start at the beginning and fast forward through it.
That's a cheap fucking recorder.
If I accidentally
there's not a counter on it.
It's like 10 years old.
There's not a counter on it?
No, I don't think it's digital.
Once again.
All right.
It seems like a long time ago, but that billboard about the end of the world is still up on the
I need to actually look.
It's still coming.
Oh, yeah.
That's the time. Thank you. I'm out. That's the one.
Okay, this is a lot of loud yelling.
It's already down the freeway.
But soon, it's going to be gold.
It's going to be following you for the rest of your life.
That's what it felt like to actually be in the garage.
I'm not being like
close your eyes
or anything about it. It's just
no, it's there.
That's and like
I was in a car accident today, man. I was in the back holding my face.
Yeah,
in Irwin's truck.
Yeah, you this guy would die.
You guys actually played a show after one of you was in a car accident.
I almost
well, listen to the story.
Pyramid and McCarran. And this fucking truck's coming right at me. I didn't know whether to jump out or brace. I thought, 40 miles an hour, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, Irwin, what the fuck are you doing, dude? And fucking he stepped on it and he's all laughing. See, with cocaine is one hell of a drug, man.
You're right in the band.
Right. It's coming up here.
I can get some.
So you guys got any shows coming up?
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
like give me stuff right. Like in the next 2-3 weeks.
2-3 weeks.
These are shows that have already happened, people.
The biggest,
don't look
the next big one that we're all really looking forward to.
No, I want you to look for
our next one. Yeah, it's the benefit. It's for Addie Sue. It's on the 11th for Addie Sue. She's like
you heard that?
3 years
the 11th
old.
Of September.
She's got leukemia and
Wait, hold it.
Yeah, she's terminally ill, but she needs treatment and.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah. There's
come here. What, dude? Shit. These dudes just fucking smashed up his face.
Wait, what?
Do it again.
All right.
Was that it?
No.
I gotta hear it.
Turn it up a little bit.
Just fucking smashed up his face, homie.
Who's base?
What?
No, Annie's base, dude. Homeboy, fucking.
Let's go,
dude. The bald dude.
Let's go.
Bald dude with the mustache.
Let's go.
Base?
Yes.
All right.
and that was them exiting the room to go kick some ass.
Yeah. I took off my jacket and it was going down.
So the background story on this is evidently when I drink, I have been known to tackle a person or two.
I was sitting in a chair watching and I saw you like kind of stalk up to a guy like a tiger.
You
did the horns. And blindside him like Ronnie Lott.
And the little bull, the bull stamp.
Yep. Yeah. And you tagged him. You nailed him too. I mean,
and he was holding like a $2,000 camera too.
Yeah.
So like Dusty.
Right. So Dusty took it on his body to guard the camera equipment, and then you both fell on the bass.
Yeah, and we like, hit Andy's stand-up bass
and rolled back and forth,
and that's when the chaos started.
It was part of the
smashed
yard,
it
no
and rolled on it. So the fact is, like, because they've been recording, nothing has been done about that. But Andy and I have already talked. We've worked it out. It's going to be like what you said, about $150 to fix the slide buzz on it. So, and I'm good for it. So,
it was just a weird way to meet you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Totally.
You know what I mean.
And you like were definitely like super angry,
dude,
when you came walking.
When you went out of that garage, man, I thought, oh shit, Rick doesn't need a fight here.
No, exactly. That's what I
There's
thought.
Kids
like,
here.
The sad part about it though was that like I was so fucking hammered, like.
And dude, your band I was just like playing like half an hour earlier, and you were like sober through the set,
and I was like totally shrugging him off. You know, he's like, "Dude,
minute.
You just totally like wrecked my bass," and I'm like, "Dude, it's all right, I'll pay for it, whatever."
I was so pissed, dude.
Fortunately, like Dustbin, my buddy Dusty, was like smart enough to like step in and start mediating because I didn't know what the hell was going on, and I really didn't give a shit. No offense, brother.
No.
I was absolutely willing to pay for any damage, but like I was just like, whatever. If you're gonna hit me, hit me.
Yeah. It's not the first time Dustin's had to do that.
No, it isn't. But it's I've also had to do that for him.
I've had to do that
for Dustin.
No, it really took like I was like, wow. Like the next day, I was like, I'm pretty proud of myself because like normally I act on like on reaction. You know,
we handled it like adults.
But we did because I remember I always like you know who I kept in heart was Rick because I was like, dude, no fighting at his place. This totally. Is his scenario. There's kids here. People are drinking.
Yeah, you know, it's a bar on Friday night. It's Saturday afternoon.
I know he didn't do it on purpose.
Not at all.
This, you know, it's like that's the main thing. And shit happens. And just let me tell you about shit happens. I have fucked up so much. I'm still fucking.
Well,
up
and
right now.
And that party, I proceeded to like embarrass myself further by being an asshole to children, which is totally wrong.
Damn, that is wrong,
dude. Rick, was that your nephew?
Yeah, yeah. And not just my nephew. My nephew standing in front of my mother.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, good one.
And I'm totally hammered, and I'm like, don't you fucking judge me. So, yeah, I mean, like, I learned that no matter how drunk I get, Rick's house is not a bar.
Yeah. Well, and I'd like to take you for a little trip down memory lane.
No.
Whose memory are we talking about? I don't think I had one after a while.
I think these are the words that were coming out of your mouth as you were rolling around on the floor in the garage.
Oh, okay. Later.
Yeah, this is a little like pictures. Maybe an hour or two later.
Oh no!
Pictures of this too.
Here it comes.
All right, here we go.
I'm such a shame.
He's waxing philosophically.
They just want to keep me from fucking running for government.
I ain't smoke fire.
What do you think is the important thing to recognize right now?
I think it's important
to get your cigarette lit.
I think it's important to recognize that musical creativity and in general the public appearance of a creative genre should not be held down by the bastardized fucking morale that is laid down by the public.
Okay.
In other words, I think I just told off the man and waxed philosophical like a shithead
in a strange British Scottish. Yeah.
Was I doing accents at that point?
Well, that sounds like it. Took me a minute to like hear that it was you.
I didn't catch the accent.
All right. There's another minute of this.
Okay.
You are a fucking drunk son of a bitch. But you make good music. Fucking do it, man.
Okay. All right. I caught the accent there.
Am I like the Beatles? No, because honestly, the Beatles had more, I'm not gonna say talent, but they certainly had a more progressive stance on their musical liberation with respect to the hyperbolization of.
Okay, now I'm just making words up.
This is what a liberal arts degree is.
It's like spoken word.
I don't fucking know.
Tell me, Felix, do you believe half of the shit that comes out of your mouth?
No.
Points for honesty.
Wait. Did you hear that?
If you can believe...
If you can believe a third of the shit that comes out of my life.
Is that fast forwarding?
I hope so.
Dude, that's like a chipmunk version of me.
It is tape.
Sounds so much more eloquent.
That shit used to happen like cassettes all the time.
Rory's friend.
This is, yeah, he's like absolutely freaking out on technology right now.
Did you just get that thing?
No, I've had it for like 10 years.
So I gotta ask.
He did finally read the instructions.
Is that a bag of weed on the counter out there, or is that oregano?
That's oregano.
Sweet oregano. It's actually garden oregano.
No. It's basil. It's basil bud.
I do have one last track, but it's not as funny. It's just a bunch of us in the garage standing around making fun of Felix, who's passed out cold.
Should we hit another Pistolero
song? Yeah, let's do another Pistolero song.
I think it's time for another song.
Dude, let's do. Can you
want to set this up?
Have him play Route 66.
Play Route 66.
Route 66.
What's this song about?
It's about getting drunk and having a good time with the boys.
It's not about Route 666?
No, it's just about going out.
Isn't that in Nebraska?
Drunk. Route 666? Wisconsin?
Do you want me to kick him? I'm close.
Yeah, no. As soon as this song comes on, we're all going to take turns kicking Rory.
Then let's go.
This is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
to stone. Whoa, out of West Houston, so I'm going home. Venus, full of skyfires, I'm not fucking mad. Road 666.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Nice.
The crowd was slow on the uptake there. Yeah, they just had to catch a breath.
Stupid peanut gallery.
They were going so fast they had to stop, catch a breath, and then clap.
I hate them.
I've had that happen
before. Why is this bag all white? Like, there's been cocaine in here.
No, I've just used it forever when the plastic gets wrinkled.
He recycles the bag.
Yeah. I roll my own cigarettes, folks, and I use a Ziploc bag, and a lot of people think it looks like I'm walking around rolling joints all the time, but I'm not. And when I use the Ziploc bag for a long time, it's no longer shiny and clear and glossy. Mm-hmm. It's a little frosted. And
Coke!
No Coke in it, honey.
That'd be an awful lot of Coke, because that's a sandwich bag.
I know, right? Yeah.
Maybe to you.
Thump.
Cocaine happens.
Dude, that's what, like my income for like a couple of years.
Jesus.
All right, Rory.
So
nobody's judging.
The Solero boys are pretty good.
Yeah,
fucking great.
Oh yeah, those tracks are post Felix fixing the bass.
That's
not fixing the bass. I mean, fixing it by breaking it. So that is the broken bass you're listening to.
Tuned it right up for you.
And speaking of which, we'd like to. It's time for a sponsor.
Ooh.
Woo! Do you have that? Do one of the commercials. I like the commercials. Stingray tattoo.
Stingray tattoo.
I love Stingray. Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Yeah!
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
That was the best tattoo commercial I've ever heard.
Thank you, my friend.
Stingray. Nice.
Do you ever, been in there?
No.
Yeah, it's a good shop. I notice you are a collector.
I do. I have a lot of crap twos as well, and you know, I don't want to say any names or anything, but
yeah.
No, it did take me a while to, like, you know,
find a good artist.
Well, not just find. It wasn't finding the good artists. I knew where they were. It was more fucking out the cash.
Yeah. You get what you pay for.
You really do get what you pay for. You know, ever free tattoos.
No.
I got some free tattoos, man.
I've had a couple of free things. Yeah. Yeah, it was some guy who's learning how to, you know, just draw straight
lines. You're pretty much
lines.
Like a sketch pad for somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
But then I went and I turned around and had my buddy who's like, I'm paying like, you know, $100 an hour or whatever for. Yeah, while you're at it, why don't you fix that?
touch up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't take him any time at all.
No, like a lot of them were actually free that I have from like some mechanic actually by trade.
Okay.
So I would like fix mama's car in the winter time, you know, fix the heater in the winter time, and be like, oh, I can't pay you, but let me pay you in ink. Okay. A lot of it was like just free tattoos, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, is cool on one hand, but like once you get a big collection of
They're not free, but
once you get a big collection, you want them to start looking nice.
You do. Because then, you know, it's like, dude, it's on you forever, you know what I mean?
Especially
like,
nowadays,
some good ink.
In Reno, there's a ton of great work walking around the streets. You don't want to you want to make sure
you don't look shabby.
Yeah, you don't want to look like you got worked on.
Right. You don't want to be wearing the flannel when everybody's got the 3-piece suit on.
Yeah.
Yep. Probably good dollar in doing tattoo repairs around town.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, any custom shop will. You know, there are a lot of flash shops, and I'm not going to mention names who don't do a lot of.
Are we allowed
cover-ups.
To mention names or?
Well, I just don't want to talk shit. I just want to talk about how great Stingray Tattoo is.
They are very good.
They're a sponsor of ours.
Yeah.
No,
reputation.
But if you've got a guy you go to, mention your favorite dude.
It's
or
like
whatever.
John
That's
McCann
cool.
is super good at Absolute Tattoo.
Absolutely.
Everybody at Absolute Tattoo is great. I know they've had a lot of like different, like Tony doesn't work there no more. Tony's a singer for Armed for Battle.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like a hardcore straight edge band. They're pretty good too. But yeah, everyone there, Tony, Chris.
Aren't they the one? They've got that. Are they the ones at commercial? They have a TV commercial?
I don't have a TV, so.
There's some tattoo shop. I don't even remember.
I think that's the one downtown, Reno Tattoo or something. Or
Reno Tattoo.
They're all sitting around playing poker, smoking guitars.
Smoking cigars.
Right? But yeah, no, there's a lot.
Breaking guitars.
Like, I've been tattooed probably with some of the best artists around Reno, just like Archie over at Battleborn,
yeah.
There's Wild West, Rob, just you
Aces,
know, different, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's always, oh, who do you go to? Who do you go to? I'm like, I just have collaborations from different people.
That see, that's because that's
cool. Yeah.
And then same with like, I don't know. I mean, it's my opinion, but I think it's lame when people get a whole sleeve at the same time. But people take tattoos in different ways to themselves. They mean different things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I like to just collage just pieces of my life.
Yeah. Like, I've got a theme to my arm going on, but I'm getting it done like a little patchwork quilt.
Yeah.
And, you know. Whereas, yeah, other people. Totally.
Or, like, waste of space, like ocean waves or, you know, things where it's like, man, you could have fit something meaningful in that whole area.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know,
instead
of a whole sleeve of fucking ocean waves and daisies.
You got a little green alien mooning you and flipping you off.
Exactly.
Because that goes with daisies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I didn't, like, I had to stop myself and do a couple of neck tattoos a few times.
A couple of what?
Neck tattoos.
There's a lot of those walking around, and I think about...
They're job stoppers now.
Yeah.
Like 50 years from now, we're going to have a whole society of 80-year-old people with neck tattoos.
I mean, something that peeks out over your shirt is one thing.
Right.
But you got something that's like right there underneath your jaw. Right.
You're trying to find a job.
On your ear. Yeah.
I have this stupid spider on my neck, but even like at work, it looks faded now because I use makeup. I use like 3 different layers of makeup. And you see, you know, you can still see it, you know, like a little
bit. Right, yeah.
But yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah, that hairline placement, that's like really... really noticeable.
And I like to grow my hair out, but I don't want to look like a fucking hippie. No offense.
Then taken.
You know?
Is there a hippie around here?
Yeah, no, the last
I used to have really long dreadlocks. Really long dreadlocks. Yeah. But I got tired of everyone like pushing you around thinking you're some fucking weak ass hippie or something, you know?
Yeah. But I used to have some dreads too, and people did assume that I was some sort of hippie.
And yeah, and like I grew up in Venice Beach in LA. Uh-huh. So it's like all the punk rockers like, you know, talk shit to you. You're like, "Oh, you fucking hippie," you know what I mean?
People will single you out.
Yeah, they do. And then even at work, "Oh, hippie, smoking pot, drug test, you know?
Right, yeah.
You're "Fuck that. I finally got mad and shaved my head one day, you know?"
Yeah,
and then you're better off because it's so much easier to have your head shaved.
Yeah. Not really, because like being brown with tattoos down there, dude, you get mistaken for being a gangbanger. Like so many people hit me up all the time, and like I try to pop my hair up like a greaser,
right?
And like sometimes that mistakes, I get hit up all the time.
Right?
Where the fuck you bang, homie? Where you from? I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking rock and roll thug, dude. I ain't fucking banging nothing.
Yeah, except my bass. Los Pistoleros with three guys.
Yeah.
We got the sausage party.
I got a couple of Elliots, Riptide, Los Pistoleros. That's it. And then,
I like to play in underground genres that not a lot of people know about. You know, like surf. People don't really know shit about surf, you know, unless you're into it or you're into music.
Good music.
Or same with like rockabilly. People are like, "Oh, what's that?" Or psychobilly. It's hard to even say that sometimes. You're like, "What's that for?" I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I think it's like Johnny Cash and like the Wolfman.
Yeah,
you know,
with speed. Some speed,
Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Howlin' Wolf. You ever hear Howlin' Wolf?
Yeah,
that
old
good
blues
stuff.
Player.
I was also thinking. There's a Japanese dude.
Howring Wolf.
Yes, Howring Wolf. No, but he's this crazy rock and roll bastard kind of thing, and he likes. In his sets, I got to see him once years and years ago, but it's all in broken English.
Yeah.
And then he just busts out with, you know, like just some of the best psychobilly instrumental, you know, surf stuff you've ever heard.
Yeah.
And it's all about the big speakers, and he'll climb up on top of them and wearing patent leather pants and just, you know,
like a showman.
Right. No, and he's this crazy Japanese guy who just epitomizes all of this like Western rock and roll.
I don't think that's
Howling
Wolf, though.
No, I'm Guitar Wolf.
Okay.
Guitar Wolf. Right. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, check it out. It's some really good stuff.
Cool.
So do you think we have time to get Andy with the...
Yeah.
Well, I don't hear any music. Oh, thank you, my friend. Andy, it is time for the worst little quiz in the world.
Cheers.
Let's get a little more of that happening. Plaque Lasso. That's from last week's quiz.
How many questions are on this quiz?
Ten-ish.
That's good. I like that. I can do that.
Seven-ish. All right.
Do I have to answer honestly, or
we'll just take the questions as you get them?
All right.
Like it's a quiz on a fake radio show. What do you think?
I'm living in fake land, man.
First question: front, back, even, or odd?
Car part, automotive.
No, front, back, even, or odd. Pick one.
Oh,
one of the four.
R- Rod.
Odd?
Odd.
Odd. Okay.
I thought you said Rod. I thought you were talking about car parts. I thought I was like, am I getting AAC certified here or what, dude?
Well, you know, I want to say I think you're the first quiz taker who's failed that question.
Okay.
You get, no,
okay,
you get points for it.
I didn't understand the question.
You get
points for it,
though. I didn't know you could feel back, even or odd.
Odd.
Even or odd.
Even or odd.
Yeah. That's where the rod came in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
My lover.
Your lover?
Oh, yeah.
Any good reason? Or just because?
I love her that much.
Ah. Yeah. You want
good enough to eat.
And I've seen the movie Alive a lot. And boys, does she have some ass and titties on her, dude. Let me tell you. I love Janice.
That sounds delicious.
I'm going to make that. Next question. Who is the celebrity you would ruin your relationship to be with? Even if you're not in a current relationship, a fictional relationship, who would you just destroy all the trust that that relationship was built on for one night for? With?
Well, I have two.
Ooh, okay.
It'd be Wednesday from the Addams Family, and then
Christina Ricci.
And then Winona Ryder.
Like back in the day or now? Like Wednesday in the movie?
Or in the TV series?
When she was like 12?
That's kind of creepy. Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm trying to trap you into this, yes.
You know who I would, though? What's that girl's name? Jennifer Tilly? From Chucky?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah,
that sexy
dude.
Voice.
Dude, I've been a big Brian fan of her.
Yeah. You guys are getting me in trouble right now, man.
In Bound? Bound with...
Oh, you know who's another one?
Gina Gershon.
Gina Gershon.
You know who's another one?
That's a hot movie.
You know who's another one? What's her name? The girl that was with Marilyn Manson? McGowan? Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
That's Nick's favorite.
Woo! Damn.
All right, good answer.
I have a thing for pale white skin, jet black hair.
Yeah,
definitely.
White women.
I'm gonna get in so much trouble. I'm already in trouble.
All right. When did you enjoy your last enema?
I had a threesome like a year ago, and I got my asshole licked. Same time.
Good answer.
I'll allow it.
While I was penetrating. It made me feel like my boundaries. I was confused for the first time.
What boundaries?
I got confused. I was like, do I like it? Do I don't?
Even I thought that was gay.
This quiz.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Oh,
wow.
Great.
But I've never actually had a real enema.
Okay, that's a good answer.
But I will
he
admit,
knows how to get points, though. This guy knows how to play.
I will admit,
you
though.
You do know how to play our game.
I will admit, though, like when that Enema of the State CD came out from Blink-182, I didn't get that. I was like, enema? What are they talking about? But then I started watching more porn. And then I was like, because I was like having anal sex with girls, and I was like, why do I keep getting poop on my dick? You know, like, and it's like, oh. And then somebody once told me, yeah, dude, they have enemas, and then they eat lettuce for a whole day, and then they do their show. And, you know, then it's like, oh. It's like, how come they don't get no poop? How? I was like, I tried to do it in real life, and it just backfired on me.
Literally.
But, yeah.
But ecstasy. Beautiful.
But ecstasy can make a girl real comfortable, dude. Like, way those muscles get too relaxed, dude.
Damn, dude.
Oh
my goodness.
Right. You definitely know how to take this quiz. All right.
Next question.
All right.
Never seen anyone ace this before.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger. Good. Homophobe.
Was that gay as in happy gay or just homosexual gay?
Homosexual gay.
Seemed to me
to
be the same thing, though.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Well, Ginger's got them pale skin, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it works out pretty good.
All right.
Are we talking prison sex or what? after a
interpretation.
I hope not.
Spit on it. Where did you lose your virginity?
In the foster home, in like the playground when I was a kid. That was, yeah.
Wow. Again, how old?
I must have been. I got Steve's taken away when I was questions. Like 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude. So again with the knowing how to play this game.
Wow. Yeah, I was a foster kid. Whatever.
No, there's no,
no, yeah, no, it,
that at all.
No,
but that's why I was like, fuck these foster homes, and then I became a squatter pond and down in Venice Beach. So
right,
that was way better.
All like suburbia style.
And then I just ran until I was 18, and then they couldn't get me no more.
Nice.
Right, like wow. Suburbia style. Like, do you ever see that movie? Is suburbia, that required like watching for young punk rockers?
Oh yeah, and I have it on VHS.
What's
if anybody
TR
wants to come
stand
see it.
For?
The rejected.
Totally Amen. Ridiculous.
You're one of those assholes that the skin guy is gonna fight with. Yeah.
Where's my fucking yellow shirt?
Then Flea had that rat with him all the
right,
time.
Right. Rick used to have a rat.
It's a good movie.
I have that movie.
Up, suburbia yeah, punk rock.
I'll definitely
it's got
it
yeah, it's required punk rock reading.
TSOL, Vandals, I think. Weren't the
Vandals? Yeah, Vandals were in it. Yeah. Totally. Like, yeah, lots yeah, of
LA
good
thing.
Stuff.
Yeah, LA.
Yeah, Penelope Spheeris, yeah. Who later did Wayne's World, and she also did Decline of Western Civilization.
Right. And they used
one and two. Yeah, she directed it and used punk rockers from LA that she knew from the shows and the clubs. Yeah. Because she didn't figure she could teach a bunch of educated actors how to be punk rocks.
But yeah, that's smart.
She could feed punk rockers beer and film them.
Oh, yeah. So the terrible acting in it. Terrible, but such a good movie.
But
yeah, it is a great movie.
The Flea, when he's like 17 and literally like a homeless punk rocker in L.A. Like, yeah. It's really cool. It's
typecast.
Yeah, a lot of it's really real, and but it is, you know, scripted.
Right.
But way before reality TV.
Yeah.
Cool.
All next right. Question. Next question.
Woo! Let's keep this moving.
Have you ever tasted your own DNA, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Like my own blood?
There you go.
That would count. That's
DNA is definitely in your blood.
That is one fluid that has DNA.
My dad would be like, I'd like fall off the bike and be like, Dad, I fucked up my knee. Piss on that wound and lick up your blood and get back out there.
Wow.
Hello.
Shut up.
No, but yeah, so I learned to just lick my wounds, also in a metaphoric way. Whoa, way too deep. Whoa, way too emo.
Hill high soft pickles.
I've been listening to too much goth rock lately.
The fields of the Nephilim are calling. And all right, for your question number 13 on my list, since it is your birthday, confess a sin.
I can't. I'd get in so much trouble.
Just
no
one.
Idea.
Leave out names.
Any sin. It doesn't
and
have to
I
be
am a, I, this past weekend,
I can forgive
I
you
just,
of it.
Just,
I'm a reverend.
I just sinned this whole weekend. You have no idea.
Well, some highlights that might not get you arrested?
Not might get me arrested, but might get me in some serious shit.
Well, as a reverend, I'll forgive you once you tell me after the show.
I'll tell you after the show. I can't say it
I
on the
I
air.
I think I know the answer, but...
What is it?
Oh, yeah, there's a good one. Elvis or the Beatles?
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis all the way. Good answer.
Rory loves that answer.
I'm with you, my friend, 100%. I'm going to say, my friend, you've hit the high score of this quiz. 2,750 points.
Whoa.
For some amazing answers there, Andy. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
I'm proud of you.
2,740 points higher than Dave Richards, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. Yes, our worst scorer.
No,
Jackson.
Jackson
got, I think, a flat zero.
So no, it's like three.
Five. So, yeah.
He had like three.
Something like that.
Do I get
so good job.
Do I guess only for getting
you got some stickers?
You got the trophy?
Yeah, you get our prize pack.
You can get a...
I thought you were going to flip me off. There you go.
Yeah, I got it in my pocket here.
No, you get some stickers.
Oh, man, I got a shitload of these from Rick the other day. I went all over town for like a week. Everywhere I went, I was just posting them.
I've been hitting them up on girl neighborhood, too.
I'll give you a handful more then.
At the Jub Jubs came up, she's all, dude, I see your fucking stickers everywhere.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me.
And be doing that.
He had a stack like this, like black and white ones. I was like, Rick, I'm going to take a couple. Don't mind. I took I came back 2 days later. They were gone. Dude, I took them all.
Right. Where are you putting them up at? What neighborhood?
Everywhere I walk. Yeah. Everywhere I walk. Everywhere. I'm just like, bam, 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 bam. I have no purpose. I have no reason. I'm like, bam, bam. Alleys, cars. Yikes. Girls, sticker, you know.
Now, have you actually listened
Titties,
to the show?
Ass, huh?
Do you actually listen to the show? Have you ever heard it?
I haven't heard it. No.
That's better.
Well, because you gotta hear it online though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have internet.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, now you have a whole new internet audience that knows about you and your band.
Cool.
How about that?
Cool. Hell yeah. I'd like to do more. I really would. That would be rad.
Speaking of doing more, another song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do another song.
Do another song.
Then wrap this up. It's time to go.
Yeah. It's probably late.
It is late.
So it's been a big week. It's been a big show, and now it's time to look to the future.
What's coming up?
What's coming up? I've got a handful of things here that's happening. Is that it? Yeah. Let's see. Something I'm going to try and get to this Saturday, I think it is. Yeah, Saturday? Yeah. From 5 to 8 is the a part of America's biggest food fight, the Tomatillo fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's so fun. I saw that last year.
Yeah, it's across from the Club Cal Neva Stadium parking.
Yeah, the Mapes Plaza side.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The registration starts at noon. You can get online and I think play now and get that out of the way.
Gigantic pile of tomatoes and it's a free for all.
Yeah, you smash just, yeah, exactly.
When they say go. Turns into this blender. All you see is
you
red.
You must be 14, at least 14, to participate. Yeah,
please be 14.
So, do you guys actually throw little green tomatillos at each other, or is that? What
no,
you
I think they, I think they get red ones. Bright, they're mushy, ripe and mushy.
Pretty much rotten tomatoes. Yeah,
yeah. And then everybody just goes to town and hucks tomatoes at each other.
They dress up like in crazy costumes.
Gets
and
bigger every
t-shirts.
Year. I got a feeling there's going to be a couple thousand people on that plaza just getting dirty.
Yeah, and all pro. Oh, I don't know about all, but some most. Maybe a part of the proceeds go to benefit the JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, which we're a big fan of.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's a strong cause in this town. There's a lot of people sponsor
helping
that. And it's a great cause.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
So
well, check
it's
out
trying to
that.
Stop juvenile diabetes.
Right, not helping
it's not,
the beaties.
It doesn't need to be helped.
The diabetes.
as right. Wilford Brimley might say.
Uncle Wilf.
Uncle Wilf. And there's also tied to it some kind of pre-party at the Knit featuring Jawzilla. And that'll start at 2, where you can like pre-register and not have to wait in a big ass line with everybody else out.
Listen
in the
to
hot
reggae.
Go get your drink on.
Get your tomato on.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. I'm sure that'll be kind of a chill environment.
Yeah. Right on.
Let's see. Reno Roller Girls are going to do their first bank
first,
track.
Finally, they got
bout.
A bank track up, which is interesting.
That's so fucking been, hot.
Yeah, I think bank that's track. A great thing.
It's going to
yeah.
be at the Summerfest at the Reno Livestock Event Center.
Nice.
Friday. This Friday.
They've been trying for years to get
PM.
That bank track up. So
yeah,
they
no,
finally
like
got
since
together
before we left for Louisiana.
Took a long
back.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are pre-sale tickets. Hit up any Reno Roller Girl you know. $10 for adults, $5 for kids. At the gate, it's $15 and $10. But those tickets will include all of the Summerfest, I believe.
Right, like motocross.
Monster trucks, a BMX demo truck. Derby, a carnival, music, and the Bank Track Roller Derby. Nice.
Demolition nice. Derby, really? That's going to be a great event.
That's what it said
event.
On the Facebook. Demo Derby yeah. at the Livestock
Usually they do it
event.
At the State Fair, but the State Fair got canceled this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
So
this
awesome.
This Summerfest.
It's like all
I
the
think,
good parts of the State Fair
yeah,
in
yeah,
one
yeah.
little package.
So, yeah, and screw the animals. We've got the trucks, the rides, yeah, and the cotton
see
candy.
Your fucking prize
and
candy.
And the roller girls. Yeah. yeah. So that'll be fun. Let's see. Tim Dufresne. Remember, he was back
oh, yeah.
on, here on the show a while
comedian.
Back. Tim is finally moving out to Chicago, the Chi-Town.
Oh,
so he needs help moving or what?
SCTV or something?
No, but they're throwing him a little roast at the 3rd Street Bar at 9 p.m. This Wednesday.
Nice.
Like, so tomorrow. Today.
Tim rules.
Something like okay. that.
The day this comes out.
Wednesday, the 24th. Yeah, so check out the Tim Dufresne roast. It's going to be at the 3rd Street Bar at 9 p.m. Roastmaster Wayne Walsh. It'll probably be a really funny time. They got a lot of talented comedians going to make fun of him. Right. And if you know Tim, he's a great guy, and go support yeah. him and his new endeavors trying to make it
and
big.
I hope Tim listens. And hey, Tim, you were a great guest. And
we
good
love
luck.
You. Yeah.
And keep in touch.
Definitely. Yeah, give us a call.
Amen.
Or Nick, we'll you got anything?
I got some stuff coming up.
Wait,
Rory, I'm sorry.
One last. Oh.
Chewbacca directing there a little bit. Thanks.
After you get done with the Tomatillo thing on Saturday, drive down to Carson City for Cranium Elephant Rifle and Slut Fungus at Comma Coffee.
That's a fucking
that
rad show.
So awesome.
That is like, yeah. that's like a wet your pants kind of
Blow
show.
Carson City, you better turn out for that, although you may not listen to this show. If you know anybody that lives in Carson City, call
tell
them and tell
them
to go see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cranium Elephant Rifle, Slut Fungus, at Comma Coffee, yeah. 7
that's
to 10.
That's a killer show.
The last show of the summer, and there's no cover listed, so I think it is the free Courtyard show.
Wow.
They got okay. going
Elephant
on
Rifle rules
cool.
and Slut Fungus is
I don't know much about it, but
any yeah. opportunity to see Cranium is a good opportunity, so go.
Definitely.
It's a great time, man. It'll blow your mind if you like good rock jazz, yeah. mayhem. Another otherworldly
like
music.
It.
It's awesome.
And then Friday, because this is all in no particular order, the Holland Project is having a home turf pop-up art show. It's guerrilla-style art show, one night only. You can buy paintings featuring local artists, 7 to 10 o'clock at the Holland Space.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. So that's what I got.
Cool. My are you going to hit all those events?
Probably not. I have a kid. I never leave
it's hard,
the house.
It's hard to make everything.
Oh, wait. You know, maybe she's going to be at Nana's this weekend. I might actually get to go out this weekend.
Cool, man.
So,
well, if you're free on Friday, come see Studio on 4th.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have to say, starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's a big festival at Studio on 4th. It's in remembrance of Monica Reed's mom, Maria. Who we did a bunch of benefits for. If you listen to past podcasts and you know about that. And so there will be like the send off, the last dance with Maria. And we're going to get together and present and Hell a Cappella. And the Schizopolitans are on Friday. There's a bunch of other great people. Check out the Facebook. Look up Maria Reed or Monica Reed or something, and you'll find out about that. Or you can look on my Facebook, too. I'll be posting on my wall.
Yeah.
Also, let's see. Oh, right after that show on Friday with the Schizos, I got to run over to Shays and play with the Liver Scars with
That's
Felix.
A good show.
Oh,
yeah. Liver Scars.
Yeah. Felix right now would be going, oh, yeah, I forgot to plug that.
Liver Scars at Shays, that's like a match made in heaven.
Yeah. We fit there, yeah.
Yeah,
I think they'll really
show.
Enjoy us, and we'll have a good time doing it.
Very cool.
It's nice. I'll have to stay sober until I start playing Liver Scars.
Then and
I
then
start
you
drinking,
can start drinking.
Like a maniac.
Yeah. You'll have to catch up with Felix.
No, I will never do that. So, I'm on half of what Felix is. That's enough for me.
He's on high octane and regular.
That's right.
Unleaded.
So that was my plug
for
this week.
I got one thing to recommend that's not for this Wednesday, but next Wednesday you might want to get tickets. The Butthole Surfers are playing at the Knitting Factory. That's one of the biggest influences on me as a young man. The Butthole Surfers are the shit. And they're only $25 and it's the Knitting Factory. It's a nice little small place.
Oh,
so if you can get tickets, go for it.
Yeah. Wow. If you didn't get to go to Bree, man, go see the fucking Buttholes.
Yeah,
if you're here on the 31st, go for it.
Gibby Haynes still like on drugs?
It's
a lot.
It's King Coffee, Gibby Haynes. It's the Paul Leary, it's the original.
Is Gibby still a hardcore drug user?
I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah, wow. Oh,
Jeff,
that'd be so awesome.
Jeff on the
He's probably 50 years old by now, so hopefully
Tone
it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeff
Pincus.
So, you guys
lineup.
Don't take acid at Butthole Surfer concerts. Not a good idea. If you do, don't take a lot.
Or don't expect to have puppies and unicorns in your memory of the night.
Right.
Yeah. Unless they're disemboweled.
Be prepared to sit in a corner and turn your head.
Yeah. So be careful out there.
That's what I think people should
do
if they're in town next Wednesday.
Andy, do you website and replug your shows?
Los Pistoletos, Facebook, Riptide Bandits, Facebook. Look it up. We always post events on there.
Hello.
But we have this Tuesday at the studio in Florida with this band called Kaiju, I think that's what they're called. And they're a pretty badass band, and Riptide Bandits, Mighty Surf Lords. And then this Saturday at the Roadhouse with Pistoletos, Mary Jane Rocket, and a few other bands.
Fantastic.
And then, pretty much have every Saturday booked. If you just go on Facebook, it's coming up. But one of the big ones we do have lined up is Autism Festival downtown.
Oddfest.
We're doing that one September 10th.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, we'll probably talk about that more in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Because there's a lot of folks in the music community involved in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
That's about it. And hopefully we can get our shit together here and get dude out of jail and get the album going.
Good luck.
So
you folks, what you've heard on this show, this will have to tide you over until that CD
also
comes out.
Riptide Bandits are doing a short film that we're being in. It's called Burst of an Outlaw.
Yeah.
It's short film, 15 minutes down in LA. Some producer guy's doing it and he wanted to use their music.
Cool.
Very cool.
That was rad.
That's really rad.
That's fucking sick, man.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like where Riptide Bandits needs to go anyways. You know, like
doing some
good music for soundtracks and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be great.
Very cool.
Keep us posted on all that, and thanks for coming
in,
man.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
It was a fun show.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that bass situation.
After all
I still want a copy of that, because I got a show, because that guy that came in, he's like my older brother, and he's always like, what's going on with that, man?
hey, have him listen to the podcast.
I know.
No, we'll get you a copy of it.
I want a copy for sure.
All right. Cool. Oh. I want to say before we go that I may or may not be here next week.
Oh, where might you be?
I sure as hell hope not.
I'm going to just, I don't know, see what happens and try to get out to the desert and just say hi to folks.
Yeah, high five the band for me.
I'm not necessarily saying that I'm going or not.
Goddamn dirty.
If I'm not here next week, it's
you know
just
where
because I'm taking a little bit, you know, a little personal time with my wife. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm keep that. And say hi to all my friends on the playa. Hi, guys.
Right. Yeah, and do stay tuned for next week, though, because we will have a fun guest host, Layla James, be joining us again
next
week. Yeah, we haven't seen her in a while.
Yep. Now she can give the quiz to somebody.
Yeah, ooh.
On the other side.
She might have been second high score. You guys
yeah.
really
She's
up.
The
you
second guys, high yeah. score. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Pretty good.
But he kind of blew her out of the water.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sexually. Yeah, he did.
With the best answer ever.
You said be honest, so I was like, all right, I'll be honest.
Hey,
that's the best kind of radio.
You did well, young Padawan. You did well.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, for the worst little podcast, including Rick Spagnola, Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I am gone like a Rhea.
Woo! Good night, ladies.
Out of our ass. I'm going to give you something to grin about.
Dog War Studios.
Beelzebub in the guise of a smutty-faced innocent.